I was thinking, well, it's not just marriage that's set up like that. What about me waiting on T-Ray hand and foot, and we were just father and daughter? Pour me some more tea, Lily. Polish my shoes, Lily. Go get the truck keys, Lily. I sincerely hope she didn't mean this sort of thing went on in a marriage. Weren't you ever in love? I asked. Being in love and getting married now, that's two different things. I was in love once, of course I was. Nobody should go through life without falling in love. But you didn't love him enough to marry him? She smiled at me. I loved him enough, she said. I just loved my freedom more. We glued labels till we ran out of jars. Then for the heck of it, I moistened the back of one more and pressed it onto my t-shirt in the gully between my breasts. August looked at the clock, announcing we'd done so good with our time, we had a whole hour left before lunch. Come on, she said. Let's do Bee Patrol. Though I'd done Bee Patrol with Zach, I hadn't been back to the hives with August since that first time. I pulled on long cotton pants that used to be June's and August's white shirt, which needed the sleeves rolled up about 10 turns. Then I placed the jungle helmet on my head, letting the veil fall down over my face. We walked to the woods beside the pink house, with her stories still pulled soft around our shoulders. I could feel them touching me in places, like an actual shawl. There is one thing I don't get, I said. What's that? How come if your favorite color is blue, you painted your house so pink? She laughed. That was May's doing. She was with me the day I went to the paint store to pick out the color. I had a nice tan color in mind, but May latched on to this sample called Caribbean Pink. She said it made her feel like dancing a Spanish flamenco. I thought, well, this is the tackiest color I've ever seen, and we'll have half the town talking about us. But if it can lift May's heart like that, I guess she ought to live inside it. All this time, I just figured you liked pink, I said. She laughed again. You know, some things don't matter that much, Lily. Like the color of a house. How big is that in the overall scheme of life? But lifting a person's heart, now that matters. The whole problem with people is, they don't know what matters and what doesn't, I said, filling in her sentence and feeling proud of myself for doing so. I was gonna say, the problem is, they know what matters, but they don't choose it. You know how hard that is, Lily? I love May, but it was still so hard to choose Caribbean Pink. The hardest thing on earth is choosing what matters. I couldn't locate a stray bee anywhere. The hives looked like an abandoned neighborhood, the air groggy with heat. You got the impression the bees were inside having a big siesta. Maybe all that excessive work had finally caught up with them. Where are they? I said. August placed her finger to her lips, signaling me to be quiet. She lifted off her helmet and laid the side of her face flat against the top of the hive box. Come listen, she whispered. I removed my hat, tucking it under my arm, and placed my face next to hers so that we were practically nose to nose. You hear that? She said. A sound rushed up, a perfect hum, high-pitched and swollen, like someone had put the tea kettle on and it had come to a boil. They're cooling the hives down, she said, and her breath broke over my face with the smell of spearmint. That's the sound of 100,000 bee wings fanning the air. She closed her eyes and soaked it in the way you imagine people at a fancy orchestra concert drinking up highbrow music. I hope it's not too backward to say that I felt like I had never heard anything on my hi-fi back home that came out that good. You would have to hear it yourself to believe the perfect pitch, the harmony parts, how the volume rolled up and down. We had our ears pressed to a giant music box. Then the whole side of my face started to vibrate as if the music had rushed into my pores. I could see August's skin pulsating the tiniest bit. When we stood back up, my cheek prickled and itched.
You were listening to bee air conditioning, August said. Most people don't have any idea about all the complicated life going on inside a hive. Bees have a secret life we don't know anything about.